This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, September 30th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we meet Leliza Leilon, an emerging Ozarks Marshallese community organizer. Plus, we talk to David E. Casto, author of Arkansas Late in the Civil War, which has been published by the History Press. Also, the latest installment of Arkansongs, Roby Brock has his weekly business news recap, and more. But first, the bipartisan plan crafted by the Arkansas legislature to use federal Medicaid dollars to buy private health insurance was officially approved Friday. Matt DeCampbell, spokesman for Governor Mike Beebe, says it came from the head of the Federal Department of Health and Human Services.
Secretary Kathleen Sebelius called Governor Beebe to tell him that our Medicaid waiver request that we needed that waiver to get the Arkansas private option to become a reality. That waiver request had been approved. It's a done deal, and we can move forward with the Arkansas private option, and Arkansans can begin to sign up for it on Tuesday the 1st when the health insurance marketplace opens.
DeCampbell says the approval from the feds came as no surprise.
Every indication we had gotten from the federal government was that the approval was coming because we had been working so closely with them throughout this entire process. We took nothing for granted, but to get it today and to get it before October 1st are both very good pieces of news for Arkansas and for the people who will benefit from these insurance policies.
Hundreds of thousands of Arkansans are expected to sign up for coverage through the private option. DeCampbell also says the potential shutdown of the federal government won't have any impact on the insurance marketplace. The city of Bentonville will give away compost and wood mulch between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. from tomorrow through Saturday at the city compost facility located on Northwest A Street. For a $25 loading fee, city workers will be available with skid steer and wheel loaders to assist those wanting to load pickups and trailers less than 108 inches in height. Those wanting less than one half of a cubic yard of mulch or compost, or those who aren't using a pickup or trailer, will need to bring their own containers and a shovel to load their own. A portion of Highway 41 in Franklin County will be closed for the next month. The Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department announced Friday that the highway will be closed between Highways 398 and 298. The closure is expected to last from today through November 4th, while crews repair the driving surface of a bridge on Highway 41. A detour will be in place using Highways 22, 23, and 288. Also in the River Valley, work on Interstate 540 has necessitated a traffic pattern change on Interstate 540 in Fort Smith. The change, taking effect after 8 o'clock this evening, will affect traffic between Kelly Highway in Fort Smith and Highway 59 in Van Buren. Traffic will be diverted to and from the southbound lanes by temporary median crossings, and northbound traffic will be separated from traffic heading south by a temporary concrete barrier. Temporary ramps will allow continued access at all interchanges. The average retail price of gasoline in Arkansas dropped nearly 6 cents over the course of the past 7 days. According to GasBuddy.com, a website that tracks the price of gasoline at 1,826 gas outlets in Arkansas, the price per gallon averaged $3.16 yesterday, 5.6 cents lower than 1 week before. Including the price change during the last week, gas prices yesterday were more than 42 cents per gallon lower than they were 1 year ago, and 25.5 cents per gallon lower than 1 month ago. The University of Arkansas volleyball team had a successful opening weekend of Southeastern Conference play. The Razorbacks swept Ole Miss in 3 sets in Oxford, Mississippi. Then moving on to Starksville, Mississippi, the team swept Mississippi State in 3 sets. With the pair of wins, Arkansas has a 2-0 record in conference play, and the team improves to 9-4 on the season. The Razorbacks return to Fayetteville this week for a Wednesday night match against Missouri at Barnhill Arena. The Razorback soccer team was also on the road over the weekend. In its SEC road opener, the Razorbacks shut out 14th-ranked Kentucky 3-0. It was the team's third win ever over a ranked opponent, and it was the team's 5th shutout of the season. But moving on to Columbia, South Carolina yesterday, the Razorbacks were on the other end of a shutout, losing to 20th-ranked South Carolina 1-0. With the weekend's play behind them, the Razorbacks are 1-2 in conference play and 8-3 on the season. Play continues Friday when the Razorbacks host LSU before playing host to Mississippi State Sunday at Razorback Field in Fayetteville. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow with highs from 82 in northwest Arkansas to 86 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows around 64 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 69 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.